Good morning, beloved. We thank God for another day, the 26th day of the month of May. Let us begin this session of devotion here with a short prayer. Dear God, we come again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you first of all for this day and giving us life. Lord, we want to begin the day with you. We want to put you first today. And we ask that you help us with this devotion, Father, that it will be a blessing to your people all across the world. Be with us now and with me also as you come and break the word for us this morning. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for all the reaction that we received from saints all across the world. God really loves us, and I'm glad the way he's dealing with our hearts and what he's been revealing to us. Amen. It's been a blessing to myself also. Let us jump right into the devotion for today. The Lord put on my heart to go with this scripture here in chapter 6, verse 8. The Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. We know before this scripture, it starts with the word, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We know that the world was full of corruption and violence, and sort of like the world we are living in today. And it seems everywhere you turn, there's just bad news, evil, corruption, violence, shootings, diseases, and all kinds of disgrace coming to people of high political statuses and all kinds of things is showing us that we shouldn't put our trust in man or in the devices of man, but we should put our trust in God alone. Now, Noah found grace in the midst of all that corruption that was happening. And Noah is an example unto us, because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That means when God will come also in this time for his bride, he will find a bride that is spotless and without wrinkle. He will find a bride that has found grace and favor in his sight. Beloved, I know that there are men and women, brothers and sisters out there, both young and old, who have devoted their life to God, who have seen the light of the hour, and have been holding on to the message of the hour. Remember, it is three things you must hold on to. Hold on to the revealed message of your day, the revealed word, a God-sent prophet and a messenger's word that you can hold on to. Oh, yes. And hold on to the word of God. That's your second element to hold on to. And then the third will be your faith. We've looked at this before. And these three elements will set a fire ablaze in your soul that nothing in this world can quench. But the moment you take one of the elements out of the fire will quench. Don't quit reading your Bible every day. Don't stop putting your faith in God. And don't stay away from reading and searching the message of the hour. For God has placed the token and the nuggets inside of the message of the hour. Put all these three together. Don't esteem one higher than the other. It's yourself, God, and the prophet. It takes three. Oh, man, to make a witness. Hallelujah. That's it right there. We want to find grace and favor in the eyes of God at this time that we live. This age is an evil age, brothers and sisters. What did Noah do to find grace in the eyes of the Lord? He said there was none righteous like him in all the land. Noah was a righteous man. Noah loved the things of God. Noah was interested in God's program. Noah was obedient to the word of God. Even when Noah didn't understand, Noah still stood for the word. Noah believed, thou saith the Lord, over every politician's word, over every president, over every man's word, over every preacher, over every student. Noah stood for God and God alone. Beloved, that's righteousness. When the word of God becomes the sole focus of your life, when you can't wait to get to your Bible, when you wake up and the first thing on your mind is God, not the job, not money, but God. How do we find favor in the sight of the Lord? I want us to look at another scripture here in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 28 says, and the angel came in unto her, speaking about Mary, and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Oh, my. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Amen and amen. Beloved, I hope to say a word of prayer for us when we come to the end of this session. Because of some of the comments that were made from yesterday's recording about serving others, and I was convicted myself as the Lord was ministering to us. And I realized that I need to become more of a servant. I need to take the love of God that I've received and show it to other people. There is no doubt that to find favor, we must also be about the business of our Father. Let's look at this a little bit more, the Lord helping us. Finding favor. The word favor itself means approval, acceptance, a demonstrated delight. Finding favor in the eyes of the Lord. Finding grace, finding mercy. These are the three words that makes a complete favor, grace, and mercy. These three words brings completion. Amen. And you become a tool in God's hand when you find favor in his sight. Favor places you in action with God's program. When a person finds favor, they become all consumed with the zeal of God. You can hardly keep them away from their Bible. You don't have to ask somebody that's found grace and favor in the sight of the Lord to come to church or to come to a program. No. They will be the first person there. When that level of grace has been shown to you, when that mercy, when you see somebody in the opposite who doesn't seem to care about the things of God and is not stimulated by love and for God and God's people, and it's not serving, that's somebody that has not tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Somebody that has not tasted of the grace and mercy of God. Someone that has not found favor yet in the sight of the Lord. Favor puts you in accord with the Lord. Favor and grace, when God shows you his favor, he brings you in the same frequency as the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit then takes you and you become a tool in the hands of the Lord. Let's look at how do we find grace in God's eye. Remember, the word is, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That means there is a word eye. In order for me to see something, it has to be in front of me. Nobody finds favor in the sight of the Lord when they are all over the place, thinking about busy themselves with the things of the world. No, you will never find grace over there. You must be in first in the provided place where God has provided, which is in Christ. When a repented heart and somebody has gone through his repentance and justification and has been sanctified, oh, that the Lord begins to fill you with the Holy Spirit by measure. That places you in Christ. That places you in the position where you can be in front of God every day. It's about the frequency, beloved. How often are you in front of your Bible? When you open your Bible, you're looking into the eyes of God. Whenever you open the Word of God, that means you are in front. You have come to the focus. You've come in front of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Open your Bible with prayer, and that's the way you come before God. We talked about this. The approach is very important to find grace and favor. Remember the seraphims we talked about. Two wings covered their face for reverence, and two covered their feet for humility. Two, they went into action. You're going to see here shortly. That once you come to God with this approach, you will always find favor in his sight. You will always find grace in the sight of the Lord. How do we find grace, beloved, in God's eye? By staying in front of the Word of God. By looking in God's eye face to face, which is the scriptures and the word and also the message of the hour. Remember, your fire cannot go dim. Your fire cannot be put out when you come in his presence. He is fire himself, and he is a consuming fire. So when you bring fire in front of fire, oh my goodness, you realize that you receive favor because of your fire, because of the fire that is in you. You've come to the Lord with the same element. Hallelujah. And he cannot turn you aside. Stay in front of him. Genuine repentance also brings you in the presence of the Lord, where you can find favor. Being sincere, the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's talking about the eye again. They can see God. They shall see God. They blessed are the pure in heart, because the purity in the heart we talked about is love. And love is service. Anyone that is sincere in the heart and pure in heart is somebody that has the heart of a servant. Somebody that is in love with God and is genuine and pure. Oh my. It brings you into everlasting bond of friendship. Favor brings you into an everlasting bond of friendship with God. Beloved, I hope that this word encourages your heart today. Find favor in God's eye by staying in the scriptures, staying in the message of the hour, by putting your faith and trusting and believing in God. Let us pray. Father, I pray this day, Lord, that, Father, we need to be in your presence at all times. We need to find favor in your sight. We need to find grace in your sight. I pray that, Lord, you would wash away every distraction from our minds, Lord, and keep us in the Word of God where we can find favor, Lord. I pray that you bless our travels, bless our path, bless our communications, bless our dealings, our businesses, Lord. Bless our homes, our children, our families, Lord, because when you came, anyone that found grace in your sight, Lord, you put them into action. Put us in action, Lord. Let us also conceive a child in our womb. Oh, let us also build you an ark, oh, Father. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. God bless you.